glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do worship and praise you this morning, and we ascribe to you all majesty because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Father, we're so privileged to be able to gather here in relative freedom in our country, these United States, where we have the freedom of religion, the freedom of assembly, Lord, the freedom of speech. And while those things are being eroded little bit by little bit as we go along, Lord, we still have that freedom here in this country. And for that, Lord, we are very, very grateful. I pray that as zealous believers and disciples of Christ, that we would take advantage of those freedoms and be out there sharing the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ with all who will listen. Because there will come a day, Lord, where where the freedoms in this country will likely go away. And so we pray that that doesn't happen for a long time. But at the same time, Lord, we recognize that the days are ever darkening. Lord, we thank you for Leora and Pastor Vijay who are here this morning. I pray that you'll bless them both as they come and share the ministry that they have to share with us this morning. We'll thank you for it and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, next is Seek Ye First, number 148. 148. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Good singing this morning. Brother Leroy, come and introduce to us Pastor Vijay. Yes. Ooh, they probably do need that stand-up mic.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's always a blessing to be here. I'm excited each time I come, I meet new people, and that's a good thing. And we praise God for you and what you're doing. My name is Leroy Thompson. I serve with International Gospel Missions. It's a Baptist missions agency that has its headquarters in Rochester, New York. I live in Florida, Spring Hill, Florida, and from there I serve Florida. I am the missions director or the missions coordinator for the Caribbean and the underserved national pastors and church planters that are with International Gospel Missions. And this morning, I do have one of our national pastors all the way from India. I'm excited because of what God is doing across the world. We talk about the change in paradigms in missions and how we see God working in and through nationals as he has done and continues to do through missionaries. But many times, nationals can go in places where missionaries can't go. And that was the intention anyway, to train men so that they would go with the gospel to their own people. And we have with us today Pastor Vijay Kumagunta from Hyderabad in India. Now, a few months ago, I think I showed a video, or sometimes last year, on one of my visits, with the persecution that is taking place in Manipur and in some other states in India. And I did ask that you pray for our brethren. And I told you that we had some men, some of the nationals that served along with us, who are going up into Manipur, hazarding their own lives to find and bring relief to some of the persecuted Christians. Pastor Vijay is one of those men who led the teams up into Manipur. And you'll be hearing much from him this morning in the Sunday school and a little later in the morning service. I want to invite Pastor Vijay, a humble brother, but loves the Lord, a soul winner, to come.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Morning, church.
Good morning.
Indeed, it's a wonderful privilege to see you all in this morning. I came from India. My name is Vijay Vijayanandam Kumaragunta. My full name has 24 letters. It has taken a long time for me to learn my own name. Forget about the syllabus, you know. My name itself is a syllabus. I asked my mother several times, why did he give so long name? She said, it's our grandparents' name. We need to carry the name. We need to carry the legacy of the name. I don't know what it is. I did not understand either. However, I just want to make a small note. English is not my first language. I speak Telugu. In India, basically, we have 16 major languages. If you travel 50 miles from one place to another place, you will meet the people completely different who speaks a different language. India is a place where all kinds of people live, like a kind of, you know, different languages, a different culture, different wearing of the dresses. Everything is different. You meet entirely different people. I came from there. I learned my English when I went to the Bible college. I went to the Baptist Bible Seminary in India itself. My director is very gracious. He strictly taught us English. If I don't speak English, I need to clean the pigs for a month. I thought, you know, rather cleaning pigs, it's learning English is easy. So I ended up learning a little bit, and you need to bear with me because of the pronunciation. I may not be doing pronunciation what you do. You also need to agree, you may not be able to speak the language which I speak. Yesu mimunu preminchuchunnadu. Jesus loves you. That's what my language is. However, this morning I have a small PowerPoint presentation which I want to present my ministry. At the same time, I'll be speaking God's word for a couple minutes. Can I see the PowerPoint? Yeah. Can we go first, please? Can we go the first one, sir, please? Can we come down, please, sir? Yeah. This is an Indian map, basically. Am I hindering you people? Let me pull this mic. Let me pull this mic and go out of this. Yeah. I'll explain from here. So this is actually the Indian map. We see on the top, on the right side, is a China. And the top side is a Pakistan. Down is a Sri Lanka. And the other side is a Bangladesh. However, in India, we have 29 states. we have 1.42 billion people. To make you to understand, India is a little bigger than Texas. India is a little bigger than Texas. We live 1.42 billion people. It's a one third of the size of the United States. You imagine how close we live to one another. I told Pastor Leroy several times, still he didn't understand with his brain. He's working on that. I told, you know, we live 6 inches apart from our neighbor. You know, you can go outside and you can shake your neighbor hand. Seriously speaking, you come to India, some of the areas, it's very close to one another. That's what where we live. And the population, we speak 16 languages. It's a one third of size of United States. 78% is Hindus. And 12% is the Muslims. 6% is other religion. And 4% is the Christians in India. India is a big, big, big mission field. There are hundreds of villages till today. They never knew about Jesus Christ. They never heard about it. So we carry the gospel. Please do pray for it. This is my call. Basically, I just want to brief my testimony. Some of the missionary who came to India as a missionary, they shared the gospel. My mom attended for the conference. My mom got saved. Thank the Lord for that. And she came back and she told us to, in home, we are 4 brothers. She told us, I trusted Christ. You people also need to understand. You need to come to the church and listen gospel and this all. I said to my mom several times, we have enough gods in India. In India, we have 1.3 million gods. Which means technically every family has their own god. So I have my own god. Snake is our family god. We used to worship snake. We have a snake idols all over the walls and room, even to our bed. You know, it's kind of nasty thing. But now I feel nasty. At the time I love it. I feel like a snake is my god. My god sometimes come and speak to me. You know, but he never came. That's a different case. Well, one day my mom told me, come to church tonight. There is a youth group meeting is going on. If you come to the church, you know, that will be beautiful. I said, I will not come. I told her very straightly. Well, she went inside and she came out and she said, she walked out with her brain. She came out and said unto me, if you come to the church, I will give you a surprising gift. Well, I love the gift basically. I love the gift. I said to my mom, I changed my mind, I'll come to the church. Because, you know, when I went to the church, you know, thank the Lord for the day, the preacher was preaching from Book of Romans. However, Lord spoke to me. He reminded me I'm a sinner. I accepted Christ as my personal Savior and Lord. My life has been taking another turn. Well, I came back to the home. I asked my mom, where is my gift? Of course, she has given me the New Testament Bible, which was given by Gideon Bibles. So she has given me Bible. I started to read the Bible from there onwards. When I was doing engineering, I was continuing my spiritual walk. When I was doing my engineering, Lord called me for the ministry. I said to God, you are calling wrong person because I'm not so intelligent. You know, for the ministry, you need a lot of talents to speak to the people and share the gospel. You need to stand before the people. I cannot able to stand. I was a very scary person. I told God, you are calling wrong person. And God said, I need you. And thank the Lord, he promised me, wherever you stand, I will stand with you. I will give the message to speak to the people. He has been doing that. Thank the Lord for that. However, I went to the Bible College, Baptist Bible College. I trained up there. I have done my Bachelor of Divinity. Right now I'm working on my Master's. I came back to the ministry. Next slide, please, sir. This is my first church, which is a 5 foot by 7 foot. The church hall is 5 foot by 7 foot. It's a very big hall. Right? It's a very big. You know, we enjoyed. And thank the Lord for that. And that, on the small room, nearly 50 people used to sit. You can imagine how close we sit. No chairs. We sit at the down. And everybody is here. I preach. I stand here and preach. Everybody is here. Thank the Lord for that. That was when I came back, that was my first church where I pastored. Next slide, please. Yeah, this is my family, beautiful family. I have one wife and two children. One wife and two children. Thank the Lord for that. And I continue to pray for my wife. In India, if you want to know a couple things, you know, time is very limited. I cannot share with you. I want to mention about the marriages in India. In India, we have arranged marriages. Did you ever hear about that? Arranged marriages. I don't go and love some girl and get married. My parents will go and see the girl and they will say, this is a girl you need to marry. I'll say, okay, I'll go and we'll sit there and I look at the her. I say hi, she say hi, we get married. We love one another after marriage. No, I'm not picking, I'm serious about it. Honestly, I met my wife 10 days before my marriage. 10 days before. I phoned her 2 times or 3 times to say, how are you doing? Did you eat? And that's it. I didn't know anything about her. I know everything about her after my marriage. Still, we have been married happily 12 years now. Thank the Lord for that. and we are serving the Lord. And I request you to please to pray for my wife, Eunice. She is a beautiful lady. She sings very well. When I went to see her, I asked her, I'm a pastor. I need somebody who can sing. That I like it, basically. I'm a professional listener. When somebody sings, when somebody preaches, I'm a professional listener. I can sit and listen for hours by hours. I asked her, can you sing for me? She sang a song. That's it. And I said, let's marry. That's it. And we married. And she sings. And she had a health difficulty. I want to request you to please to pray for her. She had a polio when she was 6 months old, when she was very young. Her one foot is very small and she has the problem with the backbone. Basically, we have a backbone which goes from the brain to hip, which is a connectivity. At the down ball and socket, there is a 3 inches of gap. The backbone is missing. There is no connectivity. Doctors said to her when she was in the college, you cannot walk. You will be bedridden for the rest of your life. So thank the Lord. She is walking and we are serving the Lord together. Even midst of the difficulties, thank the Lord. And when I'm going to marry her, somebody said, she will not have kids. I tell them, I have 2 children, man. God has blessed her 2 children. Thank the Lord for that. So next slide, please. This is my church. It looks big and it looks beautiful, right? We moved our worship service when in India we see the signboards by saying, if you are a Christian, we will not give our house for the rent. The signboard says, if you are a Christian, we will not rent our house to you. Since if you say, I'm a pastor, you will not enter into the gates also. You're gone. You're dead. Because there is no shelter, they will give it to you. That's what the situations we go through in India. We moved our worship service into the different places. We started a church in 2013, January 9th, with the 4 people. The Lord has blessed this ministry and we prayed and prayed and God has provided a piece of property. We don't have a property big like this. We have a small property. We need to build this way. You know what is my boundary line is? My boundary line is my building is my boundary line. There is no place. Beside my property, the empty place is another property. Somebody is going to come and build a house there. So that is what it is. And the first floor, we have a Bible college, discipleship training program. In the basement and ground floor, we leave the same place we park the vehicles. And the second floor is a worship service. We gather there. Next slide, please. I may have to skip so many slides, and I think I'll do that. So my intention is all about is ministry is not one man show. You may be in America, I may be in India. Brother may be from Jamaica, from somebody maybe Africa. We serve same God. Our intention is same, to build the kingdom of God on earth. To pull the people from the eternal condemnation. Sharing the gospel and winning them. You know, in India, we serve the Lord in different languages. You may not be able to come to India and serve the people. We are there in front line. You know, I believe the IGM policy is reaching the world together. Together, reaching the world. So we need to reach the world together. I say all the time, it's not one man show. It's a together. We encourage one another when somebody is down. We pray for one another. We love one another. You know, there is a one another ministry in the scriptures. We read, that's what we read in the Bible. So, I mentioned a couple scriptures. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, you know, he says, I have planted, Apollos watered, God who increases everything. That's what the scriptures we just mentioned. Next slide, please. This is the church where we gather. Thank the Lord for that. Next one, please, sir. Next, please. This is a Bible conferences. Our mission name is in India, we call Indian Baptist Missions. With that mission, we train up the young man. We go to the villages. And see, I was mentioning to the pastor this morning, I all alone cannot do anything. That's the reason we train up the young man. Believe me, from my local church, from our local church, nearly almost 190 men sent to the full-time ministry from the local church. From the local church. We get empty sometime, you know, because people go. You know, when somebody come, I want to serve the Lord, we train up and put into the mission. That's it. The family is gone. I don't care. I don't want people to be with me. I want them to serve the Lord. That's what matters to me. So, thank the Lord for that. You know, this is a Bible conference. Next slide, please. This is the crusades we conduct. Next one, please, sir. Baptisms. We give the baptisms. Next one, please. It's Indian Baptist Mission. Next, please. We have a fourfold of ministry. Indian Baptist Mission has a four kinds of ministries, fourfold ministry. The primary, the first thing what we do is evangelism. Soul winning is our main source and target. There is nothing we do more than that. Building a churches, it's not at all criteria. We build the churches because we don't have a shelter to worship. So building a churches, building a school, they are all needed. But the soul winning is a great commission which is God, given by God. So that's what we carry. That's what we carry. So first one is evangelism. Second one is when we evangelize somebody, when they know Christ, we equip them into the biblical teaching. We teach them what is the right doctrine. We teach them biblical things. We spend time with them. So third thing what we do is disciple them. Disciple. That's what the Great Commission says. We need to disciple them. Matthew 28, verse number 19 to 20. The fourth one is we do the church planting. Our churches, I'm speaking about, we have a 200 plus branch churches from the local church we established. It's all small groups. We gather in the houses. That's what we call house churches, basically, technically. So next one, please. Next one, please. This is a soul winning, evangelizing. Next one, one of the picture. This is a pattern what we do, the soul winning, basically. I just want to share to you in this morning. Our pattern for the Indian Baptist Mission for the soul winning is every believer from the church, if you are seriously, you are born again Christian, you need to witness to at least 50 people in a year. Which means technically every week you need to witness to one person. You need to find a way. You need to spend time. You know, because we try to spend time for our life. We try to, you know, these days what we see, Christianity becomes self-centered. Christianity should not be a self-centered. It should be a Christ-centered. So basically what we do is, one person need to go to the out and witness. For example, if somebody is working in, Leroy said, pastor is working, worked as a pilot. I cannot go and say, share the gospel to them. If I do that, they will put me into the prison. If somebody has to share to the another pilot, he can do that. Our mission field is where we work. The place where we work, that is our first mission field. You can do that. So that's what the pattern, what we do it. Keep going, sir, please. If you have any questions, you can ask me. I'll be here. Evening service I have is 6 o'clock. I'll be hanging here. If you have any questions, you can talk to me. This is a disciple training program. 2014, God laid me burden in my heart. We trained up four young men and we sent them to the full-time ministry. And 2017, 20 young men, they went to the full-time ministry. And 2019, 42 young men. 2022, 127. And now, I didn't change it, but right now we have it, 190 plus disciples who are in full-time ministry. Thank the Lord for that. Next one, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm humble. This is a disciple. I cannot explain. There is no time. How we disciple, we have a pattern to disciple also. I cannot go and disciple everybody. What we do is I teach them strongly. They will be discipling somebody again. So that's what the pattern we follow. Keep going, sir, please. This is one of the pastors who's supposed to come to the church. Basically, Pastor Rao, he has to come here, and he had a brain stroke when he was in India only. Because of traveling and jet lag and everything, he was not able to be well. That's the reason ICM called me up, and they called me on Saturday night, and they said, "You come to US on Sunday." I said, "How is that possible? My flight itself is, including layovers, 40 hours. They took me to the Dubai, and they kept me 8 hours. And they brought me to the U.S. and they put me another 5 hours here. And they, you know, that is the way we function. However, because of him, he could not able to come. That's the reason I came forward. And please do pray for Pastor Rao. He is in desperate need of building a church. They don't have worship place. They are rented a place, and that's very difficulty. Please do pray for them. Next slide, please. We pray for the Pastor Thomas. He is also same condition. He serves the Lord in the Chhattisgarh. Which is a difficult place. These all the pastors are with the Indian Baptist Missions. We work together. We work together. Please do pray for Pastor Thomas and Sophia. Next slide, please. This is another church. Another church. Pastor Satish Paul is serving there. It is his church and his house also. I'm serious. I'm not joking. It is a church and their same building. It's not a building. It's a hut. The same place where he's living. We are planning to construct that one. To build one house church, it is costing us $5,000. To build a house church, it's costing us $5,000. What we do is, we build the walls and put the shed kind of thing, what we do. That's what we are going to do. Please do keep praying for that. Next slide, please. These are all the pastors. Next, please. Yes, sir. This is Pastor Achui, who is serving the Lord in Manipur. Pray for him. His church was burned. His church was burned. Next slide, please. This is the church, and the radicals came and they burned the church. And we need to renovate it. Keep praying for that need. Next one, please, sir. These are the pastors. Next, please. I cannot tell you our thing. Next, please. Keep rolling. This is the persecution they go through. Pastor was preaching, and they came and they have beaten him very badly. So this is our church what we construct. That is our church with for the $5,000. The backside pastor will be. You know, in India it's illegal to build a church building. You may ask me, what is that? That's a church. That is a building basically. The preacher will be living at the backside. The front side they will meet for the worship. Technically, it is a house. At the same time, technically, it is a church. That's what a house church. Next one, please. Next one. Keep rolling. I want to tell about this boy. His name is Jack. He's 9 years old. He's from Pennsylvania. I came in the year of 2022. I shared about it. I don't know. Where did he listen? He went to the mom and said, "Mom, I want to build a church in India." He's a 9 years old boy. Mom, he said, "How are you going to do that?" "I have an idea." He cleaned the garbage, trash on the road, almost 25 miles into the Ohio border. And he raised a fund and he sent the money to India to build that church. Next one, please. This is a church. This is a church is built by that boy. Thank the Lord for that. Yeah. Thank the Lord. This is a persecution. Keep rolling, sir. Keep rolling, please. Yeah, keep rolling, rolling, rolling. This is all children ministry. I don't know how many minutes I have. How many minutes? Oh, okay. Another. Okay, keep rolling, sir. Keep rolling. Yeah, the children ministry we have. Feeding program we have. Please do pray for the children. What's surprising is, in Manipur, the radicals came and burned the churches. They burned the orphanages. orphan whom is the children who live, who doesn't have a parents and who are living in hopeless condition. You know, the problem with somebody is they don't do good. When somebody does a good, they have a problem. That's what the problem we read in the Bible also. You know, Pharisees, you know, they always came behind Jesus Christ because they don't do good. When Jesus is doing something good and healing the people and comforting them, they don't like it. That's what happens. Jealousy is a problem. Next one, please. This is all the scope of our IBM ministry in India. 190 disciples sent and 85,000 people got saved and 50,000 people got baptized and 200 churches established. And during the COVID, 200,000 people fed through the food in two years. And orphan ministry, we have orphan packets also. Please do pray for that. And we do the medical camps and in rural area where there is much difficulty. That's what we do. We are working with the homeless and drug addicts people who live in the streets, and we work with them. Next one, please. Next one, please. This was what we do. We go weekly once, we prepare a food, and we go out and feed the people. You know, sharing the gospel, I believe, two types. One is you can share the gospel with the verbally. Second one, you can share the gospel with your actions. When somebody come and ask you, why did you do this? My God taught me. Which God do you taught you? We have 1.3 million gods in India. I said, Jesus. You know, he taught me to love one another. So feed hunger. That's what we do. So next, please. This is taking care of the widows. The lady is living there in the small hut. She has four boys. They all live in one room. That is a kitchen. That is a bedroom. That is a TV room. Everything. I was measuring that hall. It was a 10 foot by 6 foot. 10 foot is a width and 6 foot. Say 10 foot is a length and 6 foot is a 6 or 7 foot is a approximately the width. Next one, please. Sometime we go in the midnight, monthly once. We just cover the blankets for the homeless and come back. They don't know who did it. And you know what motivated me one day? It was December and the people, it was very cold. And the people are really struggling. We went out to give the blankets out. And people are sleeping in the footpath. And I went and covered the blanket. I have one blanket. I just covered. One man is watching from far away. And he came by running. He said unto me, are you a Christian? I said, yes. I'm surprised. That man who received the blanket, he never knew that you have given. Only Christians can do this. That's what he said. And he said unto me, can you share the gospel to me? I didn't go and give the gospel track. That fellow came to me and asked me to share the gospel to him. We never knew who watches from where, who comes to the Lord, when. So, yeah, that's what encourages me to do that. Next slide, please. Next. This is a saving missions. This is what we do is we have a pastors who are working in villages. I cannot able to support them financially. I receive little support from the churches in US. I share with the pastors. For example, if I receive $1,000, 1,000 divided by 190. 1,000 divided by 190. You distribute little bit. You know, that's what we do. So for that, you know, I had a thought of buying a mission which makes a paper plates. A machine. Thank you, sir. A paper plate machine. So, a pastor who is working in the village, to buy this machine, it costing $2,000. He can, like a tent making ministry. He can work, you know, he can work for himself. He can sell the paper plates. He can preach the gospel. So, kind of making them to be a self-supported. So that is a project what we are doing. Keep praying for that and thank the Lord for the work. Keep rolling, sir. This is my vision. I want to build 1,000 outchurches before I meet my God. I don't know how. If you ask me, what do you have a strategy? How do you do? I don't have anything. I just, you know, live by faith and just depend upon my God every day. He tells me, he dictates me. I take notes every day. Seriously speaking, I'm not making any fun. I just depend upon my God. I'm a dumbest fellow in the world. To be honest with you, I don't know anything. I just lean upon him every day. I ask him, where can I go and what can I do? What is the right place? I just talk to him every day. He tells me, he guides me and takes me. That's what we do. Next one, please. Next one. This is the looking for the motorbikes. For the pastors, they travel 7 people, okay? Pray for that. There is no... 7 are they right? Keep going, sir. How can you support us? You can support us through the International Gospel Mission. We have an IGM mission board in Rochester, New York. If you send a dollar bill to them, they will make sure the dollar bill come to India. And we will serve the Lord there. This is a mission agency who does the accountability and everything. So please turn our Bibles to, you know, if I share about me all the time, it makes me ashamed, to be honest with you. I need to share about my Jesus who brought me here, who has given me privilege. Since I have a couple minutes, maybe 6-7 minutes, I just want to you to turn your Bibles to book of Isaiah chapter number 38. Can we bring the slide down, sir? One more slide, please. So, when we read book of Isaiah, chapter number 38, basically, verse number 3, we see one man, his name is Hezekiah. This man is praying. We read about this man's prayer. This man's prayer is very simple. Lord, remember me. If God has to speak to you in this morning, the question is very simple from the Lord. Why should I remember you? What can I remember your life? Is there anything you did for me to remember? You know, so many people, we remember somebody because they have done something for us, right? This man, when we read about this man, Hezekiah, the Bible says, verse number 1, in the days of Hezekiah, he was sickened to death. And the Isaiah, the prophet, we can scroll down, sir, please. We can scroll down. So here it is says, the scripture is very clear. I want to be side. I don't want to be in your pathway. Scripture is very clear. The Bible says, you know, Hezekiah, he was unto the death. And Isaiah, prophet, is sent unto him. The message. The message is very simple. You're going to die. You know, we may not receive the same message, everybody. If I get that message in my lifetime, I feel more happy because I will have a time to prepare myself. I may have a time to set right myself with the Lord. Maybe there may be difficulties in my life. I'm not a perfect man. I may have a time to set right and set my household in right way. And he received a message from him by saying, you know, you need to get ready. You're going to die. So what happened is, verse number two, then Hezekiah turned his face towards wall and he prayed unto the Lord. So when he heard the difficulty, when he saw the problem, you know, he turned his face unto the Lord. Verse number three. The Bible says, he said, remember now, O Lord. Remember me. Remember me what I have done for you. Remember me what I did for you when I'm leaving here. Very simple question I want to ask you this morning. How many years you have been got saved and coming to the church? Maybe 20 years, 30 years? Maybe more than that? Is there anything which God can remember about your life and you did for his ministry? You know, you are achieving something. You know, God is not bothered about it. God, you know, I have a building which is $100 million. I agree. Okay. I have a car, BMW. That's okay. I'm not interested. God wants to see the achievement, what you do for him. Life is one-time opportunity. The life is a privilege. You will never ever get a second chance to live in this world. Whatever you do for the Lord, it will be remembered in the kingdom of God. Amen? It will be remembered. He said, God, remember me. Now, question is very simple. What can we remember? The scripture says there itself. He replied to the Lord, and he remembered me, O Lord, beseech thee, how I have walked. How I walked before thee. The number one. The second one, he said, you know, and which is perfect unto you. You know, he speaks about, you know, and what I have done, good things in thy sight. We read the same thing about him in 2 Chronicles. We read in the next slide also. Can we pull the next slide, please? There he says, we read in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 29, verse number 3 to 6. The Bible says very simple. Here he says, the first year when he became a king, what he did was, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord was closed. You know, he prayed a prayer. God, remember me. God remembered him. The Bible says, God remembered and extended his expiry date. You follow what I'm saying? God extended his expiry date because he remembered what he has done. What did he do? He opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And in 2 Chronicles, you know, we read chapter number 29, verse number 3. And he repaired the house of God. And he has given an invitation for the Levites to come and sanctify themselves and sanctify the house of the Lord. He did the kind of work of restoration. Let me ask you. He did an incredible work for the Lord, and God remembered him. There is a man in the Bible. He prayed the same prayer. His name is Samson. God, remember me only one time. Give me strength to pull out these pillars and kill these people. God remembered about his life. There is nothing God can remember about him. There is nothing. We live in this world and die one day. Death is assured. People need to remember about your life. People need to remember about your legacy. People need to remember about your heart for the missions. You should not be a self-centered Christian. You should not be a self, you know, thinking about me and my life. You should be Christ-centered. Let me give you two illustrations and close it off. There is a great man called David Livingstone. He is the pioneer, a missionary to Africa. He went as a missionary. He preached the gospel. During his mission trip, he lost his leg. He lost his hand. He lost his eye. His wife could not able to recognize him. He lost everything. There is nothing he achieved. When he died, people from England in the 1873, they want to carry his body back to the London. The people from Africa said, we need his heart to be buried in Africa. Because we saw his heart is for Africa. He died long, long ago. Still we remember the ministry, what he did. The second missionary, his name is Dr. William Carey. He came to India as a missionary. When he came to the missionary as India, the situations are very terrible. And the people are trying to kill him for the sharing the gospel. And he translated Bible into 47 Indian different languages. One man. In India, we have a system called Sati Sahagamanam, which means when husband die, wife also, they cremate the wife when she is alive. It may be weird thing, but it's a fact. You can Google it. They used to have a kind of thing when husband dies, the wife also need to die along with him. They will not kill her. They will put her into the fire. Dr. William Carey stopped it. Dr. William Carey started the school, colleges for the women. Dr. William Carey started a banking system in India. Dr. William Carey started a university called Serampore University, which can accommodate and teach the Bible. So there are so many things. He died, but his testimony speaketh. I love the scripture in Hebrews 11. Abel, he died at Ispiketh. Death is assured. If you die without doing anything, that's meaningless. If God asks you today, if you are praying about something, if God asks you something, why should I remember you? You need to have a confidence in your heart. God, I did this one for you. I stood with the preacher in the church. I went for the soul winning. I led this many people. I invited so many people to the church. This is the ministry, what I have done. God, remember me, please. That should be the motto. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, we will get ready for the morning service, and this is what our heart is, amen? Pastor Vijay exemplifies and lives out what we're all about. Father in heaven, we love you and praise you. I pray you'd bless this brother. Bless his church planters. Give them a great harvest of souls for your glory. Amen.